This is a tape of a series sponsored by the Kentucky Folklife Foundation entitled Healthcare in Rural Kentucky. We're in the home of Mrs. Lina Stevens. We'll be interviewing her. Interviewers will be Mrs. Kim Lady and Tom Gatewood. Sounds pretty official, doesn't it? Could you tell us, first of all, why did you decide to embark on a career like this for 40 more years?
Well, I never decided. I just kept getting into it. I helped a doctor in West Virginia a long time. One day he had two, and he put me on one, and he went on the other. And from then I just get where they couldn't go to the hospital. I went and found them beside the road, have babies beside the road. Maybe have to walk a mile home after they had the baby.
Just a tragic situation.
How did you get to West Virginia? Weren't you born here in McCreary County? Weren't you born here in McCreary County? How did you get to West Virginia?
I lived out there 4 years.
In West Virginia?
Yeah.
My husband
went out there and went to work in the mines. He worked 4 years, and it went dead. And we came back here.
And that's where you first began to really practice with this doctor.
And I think it's kind of crazy to try to start out with something like that. But still, you feel good if you can do something to help somebody. And I believe you live longer.
You seem to be a testimony.
Without any bad conscience.
Well, when you were a young girl and a teenager, did you have any inkling that you might be interested in something like that early?
No, I didn't. I was raised on a little baby farm on Cumberland Falls Road. 13 of us, I was oldest. And we had to work, too. Me and my oldest brother used to haul corn out fields with big steers, oxen, wagons. Go to the woods and help make railroad ties. And work will kill you.
No, it's good for you. Probably the most healthy thing
it's
is then enjoying what you've done together.
It's kept me here.
Were there any people in your family, either your main family or your in-laws, that were midwives or had...
Yeah, Dad had two sisters, it was. And he had two aunts. And Mom's mother did. She didn't very much, but she did in case of emergency. It just run through the generation back then. They might never had to, somebody had to do something like that.
In that regard, when you came back to Kentucky, what was that, about 1930 or a little later in the
31.
What was the situation there in terms of availability of doctors in the county, in McCreary County?
Well, we had one doctor. Sometimes he'd go take care of a labor case, but hardly ever. He got sick then, old and couldn't. And our young doctors don't do that, period.
When you came, were they having hospital, had they changed the hospital deliveries then, or were they making home calls, the MDs, when you came in 31?
Well, they went to their homes, but there wasn't many doctors to do that.
I see. I get your point.
And I done a lot of it when back then the Stearns Company, mining company, was going full blast. And I'd go over them hollers and up them hills and wade snow and mud and ice and wait on. Sometimes I'd get something out of it, and sometimes I wouldn't. Take a pistol or pig or something like that.
Swap some.
Yeah.
Labor for labor.
I went to a colored family one time here in the mining camp, and the mine was on a strike. They didn't have a bite to eat. I made them 12 children, and I come walk back up top of the hill to a store and stayed there and made up till I got them a basket of groceries, took to them. They didn't have any sugar in the house. feed the baby sweetened water or nothing. And I stayed up there about 2 hours, made up enough to get them a bag of groceries. That man owned the store took it to them, or took them a basket of groceries.
Were there any other midwives working in this area? Were there any other midwives working in this area?
There was one real old one, but she didn't go. She lived in the north end of the county, and she didn't go back this way. Mm-hmm. She'd just go, maybe it's some special one. She's got old, nervous, and couldn't do much.
So you practiced, even though you were born and raised back to the northeast, you practiced more to the
down
to the
like
west.
Mm-hmm. Road, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, when there was a child to be born, did friends of the woman, female friends, and come to as well as the midwife to help in the early period? Now, did you have helpers, the people would come that were friends of the woman who was having the baby, and maybe even just relatives?
Help me, yeah.
Could you describe that type of situation where there would be a lot of people, not a lot, but a number of people there to help, and that you'd be giving direction for them to, in the early period?
Oh, to help some, tell somebody else how to do.
To what they're working with you, helping you when you were waiting on a person who was having a baby.
Well, there wasn't much any of us could do. Mm-hmm. Just wait. And they didn't know. I didn't find nobody that wanted to do something like that. No way.
I was wondering. Have you ever trained someone else to do this
no,
type of thing?
No, nobody wants to. There's nothing in it on just, you know, maybe it helps your feelings, and that's about all. I've only done one day or two before Thanksgiving, and he brought me a dress possum. I got that out of it. I had to haul it off, but I thanked him for it anyway. He thought he'd done something.
What is it that it takes so much time and patience that people don't have the time for the work? But they don't have the skills either for it.
No, they've not got the patience. You have to have patience. Or something like that. Because there are a lot of them that has them in the car. They have them on the road. Just anywhere, really.
I guess that kind of worries you, doesn't it, when they don't, there's no thinking ahead.
Yeah, but what can you do about it? Nothing.
Sometimes it just happens so quickly they can't get to you in time. It's just, it's no one's fault. Did you ever work with a doctor here in town? You were saying that you had worked with in a doctor's office.
Yeah, I worked in doctor's office Whitley here with the city here 19 and a half years.
As a midwife? Or did?
No, I worked as an office girl. Oh. But I'd take care of baby cases. One night I had 3 and 5 the next day. But he let me off when I had them. And sometimes when his office hours was out, he'd go help me.
Who was this doctor?
Dr. Sampson. Hmm. He was about 90, I guess he was about 96 when he died. Huh.
Was he also related to the coal company? Was he a company doctor earlier?
Yeah.
You began work with him when he was a company doctor?
Yeah. No, after he quit. Yeah. See, after the mines went dead, they automatically was out of a job, and then he put up office to Whitley. And I helped 19 and a half years.
What kind of relationship did you have with the doctors here? What kind of a relationship did you have with the doctors in this area? Did you find that any of them resented the work that you did, or did you get along well with all the other doctors?
No. Everything went smoothly with everybody. Sometimes one of the other doctors come visit him, talk a while.
But they were content to let you be the midwife.
Yeah, nobody had any trouble.
Back to kind of what the question Kim asked about the number of midwives in the early period. Now, not now, but back in the 30s, when you first came here, were there a number of midwives at that time relative to now?
There was two, as I know.
There was just two in the whole county?
Yeah, two, and then there was a man that did that.
That's interesting. Was that fairly common for a man to be a midwife?
I only knew of three that did. And then at Winfield, Tennessee, there was a midwife. Sometimes people would get her here, come to wait on her.
Was that man Mr. Robert Jones? Was that the man's name?
No, his last name was Roberts.
Roberts.
Joe Roberts.
Joe Roberts. I've heard of him.
Joe Roberts.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about him and several other Roberts, and then there's some other people. Dr. John Clark, way back, used to practice. It seemed like a lot of people came out of the Jones Hollow area. Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about? I want to talk with those people over there. I just wondered, there seems like a number of health helping type people came out of that community. Do you know any others besides this Joe Roberts?
No, I don't. Most of them old ones over in there are dead.
Yeah.
And I don't guess these others would know anything, tell you. They might hide behind a tree and look at you past.
What kind of relationship did you have with the herb doctors, or kind of doctors that could put herbs and things together?
There wasn't none here.
There wasn't.
If it was, I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. That may have been an earlier thing.
Yes, it was. Years ago, back in 26 to 28, there was. Because me and my mother-in-law made him medicine. We boiled down a gallon of mullein tea at Parker's Lake, Kentucky. He had office. And we boiled down a gallon of mullein tea. He used that for dropsy. We'd boil down a gallon of wild cherry bark. He fixed that up in vitamins, tonic. And we'd boil bone set, and he'd make that, dog fennel, gallons of that, and he'd use it for pneumonia. There was a dye flower. And we'd make a gallon of that, and he'd use it for yellow jaundice. And a pleurisy root, or butterfly root. We'd make him a gallon of that, and he used it for side pleurisy, they call it.
Ever use poke root, like poke?
Yeah. And he'd make a salve with that, rub on sores.
What was his name?
Piles, Dr. Piles. God, he doctored. He's about 100.
My gosh.
He last doctored Winfield, Tennessee.
Huh.
He's over 100 when he died. And he had a young wife and a bunch of little kids when he died. And they're his because they're just exactly like him.
My gosh. Do you ever use any of those remedies that you might have learned from him? Do you ever use any of those remedies that you might have learned from him?
Can't find none of it now.
Did you, in an earlier period, though, did you ever use catnip and petite for calming the woman down?
Yeah, they fixed that for babies, or a laxative drink, glass full of it before you go to bed.
How about good pure whiskey?
I mean a sedative.
Was good, if you could find some good pure whiskey, was that ever used for sometimes, mixed with drugs?
Yeah, they'd use it with ginger in it for bad colds. But now they ain't nothing like that grows. See, everything's sprayed, water line's all sprayed, peeled out and everything. You don't find none of that stuff anymore, hardly. There's a yellow root grows around creeks. That doctor used that for stomach trouble. You can buy a hip drugstore yet, that yellow root.
Really?
Well, so many of these are used in medicines all over. It's just, but you think it's a spraying.
I think they're better according to the medicine I got that doctor gave me, the governor said.
That's the truth.
That's so true.
Well, I like going over the old field with the mulch. And that medicine only put out in April.
Did you do any doctoring of people besides the waiting on babies? Did you do any? Didn't.
Nothing will help a doctor in his office. Take their blood pressure and their temperature.
Did you usually go, back in the 30s, did you go to the woman or did you have them come to your house? Mm. When did you start having the women come to your house for the baby to be born?
Well, I got to take arthritis in my back, leg couldn't drive, but they'd come anyway. I went to Pineville with my first cousin one time and come back, and a woman had come in here and had the baby. About, she'd had it about 2 o'clock that evening, was in the bed in there. My aunt stayed with me, real old lady. That's how they got in, and I got back at 8 o'clock that night. Lay in the bed in there with her big coat on, even. She hadn't had time to pull her coat off.
My gosh.
Went to Newport, Kentucky one time, and a skeleton key would fit my door then. My brother was having a birthday party, and me and my other brother went up there. Come back, I left a note on the door, I'd be back 11 o'clock that night. I got inside and the house lit up. Come, woman here. She had a skeleton key, her and her sister-in-law fit the door. They come in and had the bed fixed, sitting down there. They'd hung it a pad. Fixed the bed, waiting to have her baby, and me gone that far.
My gosh.
Well, I could have been gone for maybe the next day.
Really? They were going to hope.
Huh?
They were going to hope that you got back. The paper here says...
They just don't have no other choice.
What is the other choice? Is it, do they have to go all the way to Somerset to have the babies?
I had one not too long ago. You take 95% of people in McQuarrie County on food stamps, welfare. Well, I told them, leave the baby's dead, and there's the first, and I'd rather they take it to the hospital. He said, I ain't got no goddamn money. I said, it ain't my bad luck. Is that eating late? Well, they just kept sitting around, and he's talking to his mom on the telephone. He told her he wasn't taking her nowhere. And her dad come, and I got talking to him. And they finally waved away in the night and took her, but they went out and stole gas to take her in.
Oh,
they didn't have nobody to buy gas, and they went and drained somebody's tanks. I found out whose tanks drained that night.
Oh,
to get her up to the hospital, and they took her in up Somerset.
You still deliver quite a number of babies, don't you?
Huh?
You still deliver quite a large number.
I had 7 here one night. I had them all on the floor.
My gosh. 7?
Sure, I had 7 babies one night. I put a folding bed in here. I had one in here, one on the couch. One there, 2 half mattresses on the floor, was 5. 2 in the back of the bed to sit.
My gosh. Kept you busy.
Yeah, Lord, that woman stayed all night with me and her looked like a cyclone hit us next morning. Everybody else looked good, though.
Do you find that if, well, that question, when did you I understand you went to the homes earlier, didn't you? It's just when you became incapacitated, they feel like you need. When did you make the change?
If I feel like it.
Uh-huh. But in the early period, in the 30s, you practically always went to the home.
Yeah, and I had to walk a lot of places. I walked. One come after me one morning at 3 o'clock. Snow was knee deep. And I put on overalls, grass sacks around my legs, feet, tied them up above my knees. And we left my house 3 o'clock, and we walked and got to his house at 11 that day. We was 8 hours getting there, and he was the first baby. He'd been born for about 3 or 4 hours before we got there. Took us 8 hours to walk, and I got 50 cents out of it.
My God. Did you visit with the women before the baby was born to find out how they were doing?
I see them most of the time now, and they go tilt off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or get them to go somewhere. Once in a while you find one you can't hardly get to go to the doctor. They're afraid of them. You know, take these back in the country. Never seen anybody, hardly. It's kindly hard to get them to do anything like that.
That's the reason it seems like hospitals make so little sense. If it's something that's going to frighten people, look like you should have money spent where people feel comfortable, in familiar surroundings. Did most women really prefer, at least in the early period, the home delivery?
Yeah.
When did that change, and why do you think it changed? Why did people begin going to the hospital?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have any idea.
Maybe it's not a question that can really be answered, I ask that.
Well, it sounds like you still do quite a bit of the delivering for McCreary County. They don't go.
Yeah, I know one woman come, and Lord, I couldn't walk my back hard. Every time I get a long breath, I'd holler. And I said, I don't believe I can wait on to save my life. She said, this is her first. She said, well, I wished you would. Said, I'll stay up it till the last minute. Said, they told her to bring $1,500 down Somerset. And she said, I ain't got it. You know, that's a whole lot of money.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of money.
Yeah. It sure is.
Did you ever have any difficult births where there was as a problem like bleach birth? Did you run into that a lot?
Yeah, I've had, I guess in my time I've had 5 or 6 or 7 that I've sent to hospital. And some of them had to have cesarean. Two women I'd seen and had syphilis and it left them all scarred up and I was afraid to fool with them. I sent them.
But most of the cases were normal births? Most of your cases were very normal births? Most of the women that you delivered had normal births?
I've had several of them.
The majority of the women whom you waited on, there were no complications?
No.
When there is one, you alert to it immediately and try to get a doctor when they need help.
And it's hard to get them to even get a doctor, go to a doctor if they ain't got a dollar to pay.
Yeah. It would be.
It's made it harder on them to wear a medical card. There's a lot of them now's got medical cards, a lot of them ain't. That helps them out some. But they go to extreme. A lot of these people, you know, that's got medical cards, they'll go to extreme. Maybe go to the doctor every day and somebody bad off, sit there all day before they get in. I've been in houses where they had the fridge. One woman had the fridge at their door full of bottles of liquid penicillin, about 24 bottles. Just go every day. Well, that don't last only 2 or 3 weeks. They just go because they've got a card. And that makes it hard on people.
Sure does.
That's the way the mining company doctors was. They run them dead. I know that doctor that I worked for one time, he was called a patient. And he went, and she's in another house, they had to go get her, bring her home before he could see her. That makes it hard on people that's really sick.
Sounds like your sickness.
You told me, I thought you was about in bed, and I come down here and you in Somerset.
Yeah, my...
It sounds to me like you have really had some unusual experiences. Like you were talking about having seven women here at one time.
That lady stayed all night with me. She was washing dishes and went to sleep and threw the plate across the kitchen and broke it. Sit down on the floor and laugh, said she'd go crazy if she had to put up with that.
You've never turned anyone away?
Never turned them away.
Mm-hmm. You always?
Well, I've had them. I took them in there and gave them a bath, though. One of them told her neighbor that I made her take a bath before she had her baby. I wouldn't have told her if I'd been her. I had a little retarded girl. Her mother left her here and got out and got in jail. And she's just 12 years old, never been to school in her life, had a baby. I gave her a bath. Her hair's hanging down like Boomer on TV. I'd sling her head to look or see. Buddy, I gave her a bath going coming. I told her she'd burn up if I did and it's hot. But while my little dog just go sniffing everywhere. Of course, my house real dirty, but I'll swear I'm like a WPA worker. I'll hit a lick or two here and quit. Mm-hmm. Have to. But there ain't no cause for stuff like that. I went to place one time the night before Easter, and I kept hearing rackets under the bed, and something was just eating me up. And I said, what in the world you got under that bed? She said, I've got five hens setting. Well, they set 3 weeks before they hatch, and I had chicken mites all over them. All was covered up. They're like little old seed ticks. Did you ever see any of them?
My gosh.
Come back home that night, went around the back, pulled my clothes off and left them out there on the grass and went in the basement, took a shower with dog shampoo. I've had to do that a lot of times, buddy.
Gosh.
I seen one woman while she was having a baby, she'd lay there and scratch, and I'd see her catch a lice, flip it away from her head. Scratch there and here, flip it away from her head. And bed bugs crawl out from under a pillar, and I brush them off and stomp them, and I done had little old devils all over me. And I said, why ain't you had these things killed? I said, honey, I didn't know I had any till tonight. She knowed better than that, because everything was loaded. There was two students one time, a boy and his wife come down here. They come to Dr. Winchester and wanted to go over the county, make points, you know, visit people. And he sent them over to me. I went with them. They gave me $100 a week to go with them. We went over the county every four. And the last place we stopped, I was sitting on the porch looking it up.
Let us change this, if you will, and then go. We want that spirit.
And they, our last place we stopped that evening, they was quitting. They'd got their week up. Well, I bought a crit off of a boy. And I was sitting on the porch and old stuff chair reading it. And I got some bed bugs on me and I caught one. I put it in my magazine and closed it up. And after they got ready to go, I said, let's go to the house and go in the basement and take a shower. And she said, what for? I said, we've got bed bugs on us. They said, Lord, they never seen one in their life. I said, well, I saved one. I showed it to them. We come and took a shower and dog shampoo.
Well, now, in the earlier period, do you think there were as many people unable to take care of their own health, cleanliness, and as they are today. As you think back in the 30s, were most people able, better able to take care of themselves?
They really doctored themselves.
Did they not really know that much about sanitation, or did they, that's just simply the way they lived?
No, and there are a lot of them right now that don't.
Now, the point I'm trying to establish, were they actually able to keep a more sanitary and hygienic environment earlier than they are today? Because they had some way their parents taught them or something.
No, they didn't have nothing to do with back in the early days. You take, if they had bed bugs or anything like that, they had heat water and scalder beds and stuff like that. Now they have sprays, but there are just a lot of them things yet. There are people that don't look after stuff like that.
They just don't think it's important?
They won't have it no other way. It don't matter what you tell them or what you give them. It don't do a bit of good. There are a lot of families yet you could put them in a nice home, and a month's time you couldn't get through it. You couldn't walk around it.
Does the public, you mentioned the public health department, the health department, do they have prenatal care? Can you send a person there to get some kind of...
Yeah, they have that, yes.
And so as long as these people go, if you tell them that they not need to go, they can go and then they can get that and then you deliver the child.
That helps out.
I see.
Some of them, you know, don't want to go, but you can persuade them to, most of them.
Do you do any with private doctors, like they would go and...
Yeah, if they prefer a private doctor.
But you would still deliver it with a doctor allowed?
Yeah.
He would do the prenatal, but then you would deliver the child?
Yeah. I like for them to do that.
What doctors do you have that do that for you now? With you?
Well, these here at Whitley does, Winchester Parish too. They do that if one prefers it. If the patient rather go to them.
Do they have a doctor over there on the staff too that's sort of pediatric that could take care of child care too later?
I think the one comes over there about once a week or something like that.
You sound like you got a pretty good working relationship with them.
I don't know him. Never did see him. Some of them don't like him, but I don't even know him. And one woman's got him sued, said he killed her two last babies. I don't know. They said he drank a lot, but I don't know that because I don't even know him. Because the lady called me and was talking to me. I waited on the two first, and he did the last one. And she said he broke his arm and leg, and it was paralyzed. And then the next one fractured his skull. Oh. But I don't know him. I don't know him. But she called me and told me, guess her lawyers from Lexington had come down here and asked me about how she got along with the others. And I told her all I could tell them, she got along all right.
Well, in your opinion, not talking about any individual doctor, but do you think doctors use too much intervention in deliveries, the tools and faucets?
Well, I don't know, but I think they do too much. Seems like all we've got now is experimenting more than anything else. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just learning more, I guess, all I know.
You mean learning more how to use different tools and how to...
Yeah.
Different techniques instead of just waiting for the baby?
Huh?
Instead of just waiting for the baby, they try to figure out a better way to do it?
Yeah, quicker.
Who do you think, what's going to happen when you feel that you are unable to continue delivering? Who would take your place?
I don't know. There ain't nobody that does that.
Then the people here would have no choice but to go to Somerset?
That's all they could do if they'd take them.
What do they do when they don't have a car?
Sometimes they can get these ambulances to take them. But some of them has medical cards. Especially a girl that ain't married, she can get that medical card. She can get it, but a lot of these married can't. And they don't have to worry. They get food vouchers for their babies. And so I think they've got it made. Of course, babies has to eat, but it's awful to keep having them. Now, one girl I've waited on her, she's got five. And the three of them in diapers. Yeah.
Oh,
four. She's still got four on bottles.
Oh.
The four-year-olds on bottles.
What do you think about that? Is that good? Is that healthy for the woman to have some so quick?
I wouldn't think so, but what could you do about it? Nothing. She finally married just before she had this last one. And then they got him on welfare. He don't work. They get $52 food stamps for him. All of them together gets $1,110 because I took them to store and I keep putting down what they draw. $1,110 a month. I see it's her mother and her two brothers and her and this man and five children. $1,110 a month. One of the boys got drowned, and they took $52 off his food stamps. And she gets her husband's dead, the old lady. Well, she's 51, she's not old. And she gets 127 Social Security for herself, 127 for the boy, 17-year-old. And she thinks that for him to spend any way he wants to. Well, he gets drunk, he pays fines, and he does everything. She feeds him, pays light bill, water bill, and everything. She thinks, she's dumb enough to think that that's for him to spend. It's to feed and clothe him.
Sure.
But when he's 18, they'll be both
that's
cut out.
That's the horrible thing. These people are
yeah.
ignorant. They don't realize that that's going when he goes. What are they going to do then?
That's what I tried to tell her. Said she'd get SSI.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have a heck of a time getting that. You've got to have one foot in the grave.
Especially
and another
with
on
the
edge.
Administration we got in Washington now.
Yeah.
Hate to see what she'll get in the future.
How do people pay you now? Do you?
They don't.
Just whatever they want to?
If they want to.
If they're able to pay, how much you charge them?
25. You never find any of them that has that much.
Really? Oh.
I don't think we realize the depth of the poverty.
I think so, yeah.
I got a jar of coffee out of one. I waited on them. They called for coffee when they come. I told them I didn't have any, and he went and bought two jars and gave me one big jar, and I got that.
When you had your children, who helped you?
I had a midwife with the two first ones, and then I lived in the mining camp with the last one, and the mining doctor waited on them.
Your first two, were they born here in this county or in Washington?
Yeah.
You had a baby before you left for West Virginia with your husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had two here, and then I had the other in West Virginia.
Who was the midwife who helped you?
My dad's mother.
What was her name?
Jane Vanover. I found her book. It's where she filled out birth certificates.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
You still have it?
Let's see it.
I'd like to see it. I'm going to photograph that.
It is too.
Yeah, it is.
All right, look at it a little closer. We want to take a few pictures. Just, we're going to try to make a little slideshow.
Of who? I'll shoot you. I look like something dead here.
Ah, oh, come on.
Ain't that something?
It is something. Do you have a license? Do you have to be licensed by the state?
Registered.
Do you have to take a test or anything?
No.
They just, yeah.
See, that's all they had then. They didn't have no such thing as health offices.
Did you, yeah.
That man, that's just a neighbor of hers that registered and ordered them.
Ira Perry, this person?
Ari Perry.
Yeah.
And her name is mailed to him and her, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To both of them. And we drove out around that area today, around Lake Cumberland, and saw Honeybee, where that area was. Is there still a community there, or is that just... Is there still a Honeybee community?
No, they've cut that post office out. Parker's Lake now.
Oh, okay. Imagine you know this county pretty well. I imagine you know this county pretty well.
Yeah, I can go all over it. I've been about every place it's in it.
Did you ever go to deliver babies like in Wayne County or Pulaski?
Yeah.
You just...
Tennessee.
And down in
Williamsburg and Corbin. I went clear to Mount Vernon on them.
No, that's a long ways.
Yeah, it's a long way. Got a shotgun out of that.
A shotgun?
That's all.
Lord,
I got
they would give you anything that they could, wouldn't they? They gave you just about anything that they could. Was that it?
They was going to have the money, and when I got there, they'd spend it. And I said, what are you going to do with that shotgun sitting over there? I know they're never getting nothing out of him. He said, keep it. I said, I need it awful bad. And I talked him out of it. Then I sold it to Highway Patrol for $35.
Well, you got something out of it then.
Got a little something
yeah.
out of it. It's a long ways up Mount Vernon.
Really? You had to pay for your own transportation? I mean,
drove up there and back.
That's an awful lot.
That's one reason I quit going, too. Buy your own gas and not get nothing when you get there.
Did you ever ride a horse any place? Did you ever ride a horse to get to somebody, or did you just... You said you would walk to some of these places?
Used to had to walk nearly before you went.
You never used a horse?
Except the main roads, huh?
You never used a horse?
Never what?
A horse? Or a mule or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot him in a minute.
I want to shoot you.
Yeah. Boy, that thing will break all to pieces. Yeah, I rode a horse about 4 miles one time. When I got off, couldn't walk. They had to help me to get in the house. And I had to sit there and rub my legs. Felt like I was still on that thing. I walked back out of there, too. But...
You weren't going to get back on the horse?
Huh?
You
no,
want to give it no?
I walked out. Next day, I couldn't move. My legs hurt so bad.
He likes to take pictures.
Yeah, he's going to get shot directly.
Don't go on about your work.
I take bad pictures.
Oh.
Always did.
Oh, I don't think
people think
to
take bad pictures, take the best pictures.
Yeah, no telling how old that book is. I don't know when they started putting that out.
Must have been an awful long time ago. She must have done it. She was considered the midwife for that area?
Yeah.
That's right about the turn of the century.
They was, let's see, her and her sister in that territory, and her sister-in-law, two of her sister-in-laws in that territory. And then mom's mother, but she was at Parker's Lake out. 4 miles from here, 5 miles from here.
So when you were a child, there were a lot more of them in this area that would be
still when I started. And they was getting so old they couldn't do nothing hardly.
Do you ever regret having made this your life's work?
No. I've had an interesting life, but it's been hard.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How did your husband feel about you being a midwife?
It didn't bother him.
What type of work did he do?
What type of work did your husband do?
In the mines. Ain't you gonna quit in a minute?
I will in a minute.
Oh, have mercy.
When the women come here, is they usually use this room to have the babies?
Yeah, wherever I can fix a bed the quickest. One come in and he carried her in, and I just threw the pad on the couch and she had it on the couch. Just wherever I can grab some. People generally give me old sheets and things that I can use, and then I can take a dump. I don't have to wash much anymore. That helps out a whole lot.
Yeah. Do they stay with you very long after they have the baby?
Overnight. Well, they won't stay in the bed. They want to sit and watch TV. Just well go home and do that.
It's true.
Yeah.
Huh.
I have fixed them up. They'd have it in the ambulance and fix them up and they'd take them back home.
Have you had very many premature births? Have you had very many premature babies that were born too early?
I ain't had none in a long time. I've just had a few.
I see where you've had some twins delivered. I see where you delivered twins before.
Yeah, twins.
In the paper.
Yeah, I've delivered a lot of twins.
Huh.
One set triplets.
Oh, really?
And it's 17 below zero that time. They was all born before I got there. Had to go in a log truck, about 20 miles. And
did they all survive?
They weighed 5-something apiece. The first one chilled to death. It died, and the other two lived.
Huh.
They named them Nori, Dory, and Zori.
It's a cute name.
Yeah.
That's
a dirty old thing. My aunt is in the rest home Somerset, and I went down there and found down to her place and found that. Found some old books that she used when she went to school. She's 93 years old.
I'd like to get a close-up of this for the camera.
Sure.
Here's some of her old books.
What are they? McGuffey's. What kind of books are they?
McGuffey's Reader.
McGuffey's Reader.
This is one. Yeah. October 15th, 1900. Francis Vanover.
That's what they used when they went to school.
Oh, gosh. It's still in good shape.
Can you see that?
Can't see it too well. Maybe if I take it out here.
Oh, them books is old, ain't they?
Well,
I've got a fly in here.
Oh, big Tom's been in and out.
I had some blueback spellers, they call it, and my grandson, I let him have them. They're worth a whole lot of money, the blueback spellers.
Yeah, they would be. Did you go to school here in McCreary County? Did you attend school here in McCreary
yeah.
County? Yeah.
That's on Post Huntington.
Yeah. Yeah. You were there for 4 years?
Huh?
You were there for 4 years, you said?
Four.
In West Virginia? How long were you there?
About 4 years, four and a half.
And then the mine?
Yeah.
Well,
the mine went dead. Cross Mountain from Logan in a holler down in there. They was bears, them bears try to pull the motormans off the side of the train when they'd take the camp cars up in the coal gongs up in the holler.
Were there very many midwives up in that area?
They wouldn't marry one.
Had you already done some deliveries before you'd been
there?
Yeah,
a few had. I had a few. And then one night I was with a woman, doctor's there. And then another place, and doctor's there. And he said, "You're the best person I ever seen." He got to coming by and getting me every time. And then when he had two one morning, he put me on one, and he took the other. I just kept getting into it. I didn't aim to.
Yeah.
Book.
He'll get it.
Those things out. No problem with that.
You were saying that you didn't mean to get in, you hadn't intended to be a midwife. Have you enjoyed it that much over the years, or do you just feel that somebody had to do it?
I don't know. You can do a lot of things before you get to where you have to, can't you?
Yeah,
I
guess that's true.
Or at least you can be found trying to do what you can. You'd hate to let somebody lay out there beside the road and die if they'd had one, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you couldn't do that. You couldn't do that.
I tell you, it happens, though.
You'd do what you could.
It happens in Lexington. Just was a case there. Samaritan Hospital, Good Samaritan Hospital turned her away.
Oh, yeah. Was she from Compton?
So I forgot, but
I'm not
she
too.
Was sort of retarded. And
yeah, Compton wasn't before she lived, I believe.
When you
they turned a baby that was bad off away one time from Eastern Park, wasn't it, and it died. But Lexington was the only place they could take care of this kid, whatever was wrong with it.
When you help women, it's the first child, do you try to explain to them what's happening, or are they frightened?
Well, I tell you, they about all of them knows. They know more than you do, probably.
Probably.
Or more than I know, probably.
So there's nothing really special that you do to try to calm them, it's just...
Yeah.
They know what's happening.
They're really good. Sometimes they get along better than the one that's already had babies. Them that's already had them, they work herself to death trying to tend to the babies they've got. They don't get no rest. Take these the first and they ain't got a thing to do. They will get out and walk once in a while.
Gosh. Do you have any kind of special, I don't want to use the term equipment, but...
Oh, people give me old sheets and things. I wash them and fix them up and have them ready. And then I can throw them in the garbage. I couldn't wash after all of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I couldn't hold out. But people's good. Dr. Burgess was here a while back, brought me a load of stuff. Pads and things.
That's the pharmacist?
No, no.
Yeah, he's a doctor over here at Dr. Winchester.
He's a young doctor at the group practice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Meet him. He sounds like an interesting character. Somebody was telling me, see, he was an amateur magician.
He puts on these magician shows. He's liable to hypnotize you and make you think you're sick.
We think you're better, one or the other. There is, someone was telling us, there is another woman here that's a midwife, a Primrose, somebody named Primrose Bowling or something like that. She's a nurse. Do you know?
She don't wait on none of them.
She doesn't?
Mm. I think she works up there in the health office, checks them, the blood pressure and stuff like that. It's all over. I know what they're doing. I never did see her but one time to know her.
Hmm. I'm surprised that after all this time, someone hasn't come to you and wanted to learn what you know. I'm surprised that someone hasn't come and wanted to learn from you.
Well, some of them would talk about wanting to learn, but they said they couldn't afford to stay up for the night. When Dr. Prey first come here, put up office and went to the doctor, and he took him in his office and waited on him a while. Well, I had my dad here. He was paralyzed for 6.5 years. He couldn't raise up and turn over, and I kept him. And Dr. Perry he just doctored it a few months, and he quit taking them, baby case. And so I had him down here to see my dad one night, and I asked him why he'd quit. He said he couldn't afford to stay up all night and then work in the office all day, get nothing out of it. He just quit. You don't get nothing out of them. They'll tell you they'll have it when they get sick, and then maybe somebody got sick or something they had to spend it for.
Yeah.
So that's it. I had one come here from Oneida one morning, and I told her I believed, I didn't know for sure whether it was real labor or not, that if she got worse that evening, she'd come back. So her mother-in-law called me that evening about 1 o'clock and said that her pain's getting worse. I said, well, you can bring her back. Well, they didn't come back. So that night, just before Peggy went to work, 9:30, Peggy went to work, the way it was. No, she hadn't went to work. And they come with her. And her mother-in-law was drunk. And she kept her there at the beer joint. And when they finally got her, they come, the baby's born before they got to Whitley City. And her mother-in-law cut the cord and never tied it. When they come, the blood had squirted all over the man. He's taking my picture and the dress unbuttoned, everything else. I'm gonna shoot him in. Fixed up, and I kept the woman baby that night. I was afraid that'd take a hospital because it bled so much.
Really?
But it made it all right. They had to put it in the hospital later. And I told her, I said, why in the world didn't you tie that cord? She said, I didn't know you had to. I said, you don't have to cut them either, unless you want to. You know, they cut them to get them away from that afterbirth.
Huh.
Because the book I read said you could leave them on that cord on there till it come off and wouldn't hurt it. But they cut them loose to get them away from the afterbirth. And she cut it and didn't even tie it. And that when she cut it, that blood, he's sitting at her feet, and that blood just splattered all over him. I got one of my grandson's shirts and made him pull that bloody shirt off and put that on. I told her, I said, I thought everybody had heard the old saying, anybody tied a cord and cut it.
Yeah, really?
And she cut it out. But her, after they all left, that girl said she believed that their mother-in-law wanted them both died. She didn't like her no way. Well, the mother-in-law called me here about a week ago and said she had both the kids. She took them away from her.
Oh, dear.
And the girl said they took that person away from her and she had to go to court to get it back.
Have you done, you said that you had read about that, have you done much reading? Have you done very much reading on childbirth?
Yeah, I've read a whole lot. I've got a great big old book Dr. gave me, and I've read in his a lot. It shows the babies being born every way and how they're laying on.
Did you learn a lot from the books, or did you learn a lot more just from delivery?
My experience. You can learn a lot in the book. It's a big old thick book. He gave it to me.
How long ago was that?
Huh?
How long ago was that?
How long ago?
How long ago did you get the book?
Did he give? I don't know, but it's real old. He started doctoring in 1905. You're going to keep on breaking it.
It's broken. No, it's just out of film.
Already?
Oh, shoot. I told you to break it.
No, it's all right.
I told you it would.
Oh, we've been taking pictures out around the falls this morning.
Huh?
We took some pictures out around the falls this morning and did something.
I told you to break it. You just kept on mowing.
The thing that I don't understand, and is doctoring is supposed to be people who are in it together ought to be instructing each other. And why is it, like Kim said, why is it that it seems like the midwives haven't, they either haven't been listened to, or are they too ornery to...
Too ornery, I guess. I went to one place and waited on one time after it's all over. She said, Lord, said, I'm so surprised. I said, you're a good-looking woman. Said, I thought all midwives looked like witches.
It seems a shame there's not more of you.
Huh?
It seems such a shame that there's just not more of you.
This one.
A shame that there's not more midwives around.
Yeah, but most of them that started out when they got so old, they couldn't hold out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sure did. Most of them are so old, they couldn't get around hardly.
Well, was there, you laughed about the stereotype of a midwife looking like a witch. Was there... Way back yon,
I don't know.
You certainly don't, but way back yon, though, was there a connection between a lot of folk beliefs about good and bad omens and things? And
yeah.
Did some of the midwives kind of carry that on to make people feel a little more relaxed or something?
I don't know. They felt more like this home. Back then, Lord, they wouldn't let a 16-year-old girl stayed where their mother's having a baby.
Why was that?
Just a funny turn.
Superstition. Do you ever run into people who still feel kind of superstitious about childbirth?
Yeah, you find some of them that way. But it's not as bad as it used to be. There are more people, and they see more people. Back then, if a woman had a baby, well, when mine was little, they wasn't no such thing as baby bottles. They wasn't no such thing as diapers. No baby powders. We'd take dirt by our nest or dirt out of chimney and beat it up and tie it in a rag and use it for baby powders. They'd never get irritated and wrong or nothing. And if a woman had a baby and her neighbor 5 miles from there had a young baby, and this woman didn't give enough milk, she'd walk over that 5 miles and let their baby nurse one time a day. Amazing. And when mom had twins, I had my first in the 29th of December. Mom had twins 12th of January. Well, they didn't have no cow giving milk. And she didn't give enough milk. They come and got me, and I stayed down and nursed all three of them for over 3 months till they had the cow to come in fresh and got milk for the babies. I nursed all three of them. had milk for all of them. And one of them was weak. You couldn't hear her cry unless you read close to it.
Was there a lot of that then, that women would help each other? And there wasn't.
Yeah, everybody helped one another. But they don't do that no more.
Why not?
I don't know. If somebody got sick and had a field of corn to work or gardens to work, all the neighbors take their mules, hoes, and go in there and work out everything they had. And now they wouldn't come and sweep the floor for you if you're sick. They had a program here several years ago. One worked 2 or 3 hours at a place, go clean up their house or iron for them. And by gum, it'd be them that had babies wasn't married. It wouldn't be somebody's married. I know one Pinot had 8 kids, never was married. And they went to her house and cleaned her house up. She didn't do nothing. Big old fat woman just sit there, wait for a paycheck, and go to state line and get beer.
A lot more of that than we like to think.
I worked a year on that OEO with old people. I went around their homes, and if they were sick, I'd give them a bath. I cut their fingernails, their toenails, and wash their hair, clean them up.
When was this?
About 65, 66.
What other constant? You said you worked for the doctor's office, and you've done some other things. What have you done in addition to being a midwife?
I went to Cincinnati to work through World War II.
Oh, really? In the factory?
Worked in a defense plane.
Did your husband also?
No, I didn't have him there then.
Oh.
I just took 3 kids and went. But you know, they was begging for work back then.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Women working on the railroad tamping ties. Back in World War II. I worked in defense plant, run a punch press.
Did you ever,
I loved it.
Did you ever deliver children when you were up in Cincinnati? Did you ever deliver children while you were gone?
While I was in Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too. Had to.
Who were they?
One of them a daughter and one of them was another woman that come down here up there. That's been a long time ago. My daughter's boy weighs 352 pounds. He works at a filling station right down the road here across in front of Whitley Motel.
Does most of your family, your children live around here?
The daughter does. Lives down here at Marsh Side. And I've got 2 boys and a daughter, and they're all over 200 pounds apiece. And Peggy that stays here part of the time, she's over 2. Their brother's 3-some.
My God.
I don't know where they get it at.
Huh.
My baby one had to go to the Korean War. He weighed 163 when he went in. Stayed 4 years and come out 215. And now he's 250-some.
Do you ever have women who come here for you to, that are overweight, and does that cause problems?
No, I weighed on one that weighed 400 and something pounds.
My
She's
gosh.
Had 13 kids. Her son-in-law was here from Indiana the other day, stopped seeing me.
13?
Said she's still big and fat.
I think that would be difficult.
No, she had a company doctor with most hers, and then next to 2 licenses, she went to Somerset with one. And her water broke without her having any pains. Well, sometimes you'll go 4 or 5 days or a week after it breaks. And that scared her out. Then the doctor got on each side of her, and they gave her shots and got in her stomach with their knees trying to press that baby out. And it scared her out, and I waited on 2 licenses. I begged her to go with the last, and she went crying and told me about what they'd done to her up there that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she kept begging them to let her alone. She'd have it, get in labor and have it. And she said they finally gave up and let her alone. She laid there 3 days and got in labor, had a few pains, and had it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just had more than they could handle. They didn't know what to do with her. She's so dang big.
When the company doctors first came in here and say the people worked in the mine so they could go to the company doctor and be delivered in the clinic, did many women still prefer home?
Yeah, they didn't know them hardly back then go to the hospital at all.
Even
they had Blue Shield and insurance and they wouldn't. Now, I went and took care of them in the mining camps and they had Blue Shield. It paid me $50. And I'd give them $25 for the woman to hire a girl to stay with her, and I'd keep $25. They still have insurance, they wouldn't go. And then the hospitals didn't cost too much. Now it costs a fortune. And them company doctors went and waited on them that didn't even work in the mines, just same as the thing.
Really?
Work in the mines, never ask them. They just call a doctor and he'd go doctor him back home. He never asked if the husband worked in the mines. Of course, that was nice.
Yeah.
During the Depression, what were you doing during the Depression, WPA working?
I deliver a baby once in a while. Then I worked four years on WPA sewing, too. I worked on it, too.
Sewing?
Huh?
Did you say sewing?
Mm-hmm. Got $10 a week, $2 a day.
Good.
But Lord, back then, buy a 25-pound bag of flour for a quarter.
Good money.
Now it's about $6 or $7.
What y'all do is make clothes and things?
Made relief clothing. Made the blanket line jackets and dresses, overalls, shirts.
How many women worked in the little factory?
In the sewing?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we had one sewing club at Harker's Lake and one Stern. I guess it'd be 15 or 20 working.
True. You sewing machine?
Yeah. We had one woman never could put a blanket lining in a overall jacket. And she'd make buttonholes for mine. I never could make a buttonhole worth a dime. She'd make my buttonhole and I'd put the linings in her jacket. I never will forget. She never could put one in.
There was something was curious about. Did you ever instruct the women, or do they ever practice any method of birth control? Was that very common back like in the 30s? Did they have any idea about birth control? Or?
Well, they'd smack both jaws. Yeah. I waited on one several years ago to come here from Danville. Mm-hmm. She went to have a few labor pains and she couldn't get in the hospital. She come like yesterday and had it today. Well, she told me she had a coil in her. And I took her out to Dr. Perry's, and he said, well, we just leave it alone. It'll probably come out with the baby. It did come out with it. But I was afraid that maybe it growed in his hand or somewhere, but it wasn't. But it come out. And most of them miscarriage where they've got something like that in.
That's right.
But she carried that baby 9 months, and that thing come out with
it. It wasn't very effective then.
No.
Certainly wasn't. Well, now what do you mean they would have slapped your face? You mean the community that was such a value against using birth controls? What did you mean that they would have slapped your face if you had suggested?
They didn't believe in stuff like that back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just had children, huh?
But you know, back when mine was little and earlier days, they nursed them all on the breast. And they generally go maybe 2 or 3 years or 4 before they had babies. But if you don't put one on the breast, you can get caught up again anytime.
That is very, very interesting. That is very, very interesting. I was talking to my wife today about that, and I figured that was
a true. Breastfed baby, sometimes a mother don't menstruate for 12 months.
That's right.
If the baby's breastfed. But if it's on a bottle, she will every month, right on.
See, that's what modernity does for it. It breaks down those traditional natural ways of limiting births. What do you think of baby formulas? What do you think of baby formulas as opposed to the mother's milk?
Well, I don't know. I got some letters from Frankfurt to hunt them babies up, some of them, 5 or 6. The milk didn't have something in it it's supposed to have. And they had to have them checked by these doctors, give something. I forget what it was, it wasn't in the formula. And I hung all these, there's 4 or 5 of them, hung them up. And they had to go to doctors. But I don't remember now what it was, but one of them was real sick when I found it. They took it to Dr. Winchester, I don't know how long. But I forgot what it was, it wasn't in the milk.
A lot of the women breastfeeding now?
Yeah, they're more now than they was 2 years ago. But if a baby's breastfed, that mother's, she's probably safe about getting pregnant again for 12 months or longer.
And you say sometimes they would breastfeed as much as 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
Is that healthy?
Sure.
Is that healthy?
Is it what?
Healthy for the mother. Does that harm the mother at all to breastfeed for that long?
No.
Huh.
Well, you just think about it. If you don't breastfeed them, you're going to menstruate every month. Well, you're going to lose blood.
Yeah.
Every month, and if you go on 12 months, when you'll build up automatically, be building up while that baby's getting its nourishment.
That's true. Do women ever come to you for advice on problems that they might be having with their babies, health problems? Or is it just simply to deliver?
No, I don't think so.
They didn't ever come to you asking about what kind of medicine would be good for, say, a colicky baby or something?
No. They go to doctors or health office ones. But I think the baby's healthier. And the mother's healthier where they breastfeed. And the baby thinks more of its mother, and the mother thinks more of the baby. Because if they're on a bottle, anyone that gives the baby the bottle's its mother. And they're more loved there if the baby nurses the breast. They're a lot closer to each other.
Oh, that
would. And don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
I do. And that baby's milk is better, the mother's milk's better for the baby anyway, if they can nurse them at all.
They have to be well fed themselves, though, good nutritious food. Or it would hurt the mother, wouldn't it?
They grow up better.
But I mean, if the mother didn't have proper food and didn't have good food to eat, she would be hurt by that.
I nursed Mom's twins and mine for over 3 months, and I'd eat like a horse. I'd eat me a big dish oatmeal in the morning and everything, and I had milk to leak out and fed 3 babies over 3 months.
Gosh.
Saved their life.
In the early period back, either when you were a teenager, or you, of course you didn't call teenagers then, but and even in the 30s, what did people do for dental care with the teeth that they needed?
They pulled them with homemade pullers.
Is that right? Did were the specialists that did that? Or
no, just anybody that had one.
Must have been painful.
I pulled one of mine myself with water flowers.
Oh.
No. I was pregnant with my last baby. And every time I got pregnant, my teeth nearly killed me. Well, I had one that's kind of rotten there. Every time I opened my mouth, the wind would just nearly kill me. Drink water, it hurt. Be up walking the floor and out. Hit it as tight as it could be. I'd done that for a week. Boy, I got the water flowers and got in front of the glass and I fed it on that thing. I give it a shake. I felt it come loose and like to faint. I thought, too late to faint now. I got that thing out, buddy.
Oh.
Lord, I was mad at it. It was hurting me. I already went to company doctor and he wouldn't pull it because I was pregnant. I was about 7 months or longer. I pulled that thing myself. He said that medicine might affect the baby, caused me to get in labor. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I pulled it just like it was. My dad had a pair of homemade pullers and he'd pull teeth for everybody and I never did know he'd have them to rinse your mouth salt water. No. And I never did know if anybody having any trouble. I think one of my brothers got them old pullers he had, yeah. My dad would try anything in the world. It didn't matter what it was. Every Sunday he went and worked on male hogs, male cattle, bulls and horses. Stayed busy every day like that.
Well,
and I've seen him spay hounds.
Huh.
How he ever had sense enough to know what to get, I don't know. But he'd tie them up with the hind legs, hang them up, spay them, sew them up and turn them loose.
Did he doctor on animals too?
Huh?
Did he do any doctoring besides?
Yeah.
Like what?
He'd change those bulls, you know, make steers out of
them. Castrated, but I mean, did he give them medicines and things when they got sick? Or did he know anything about that?
He'd have something to give them, something he'd made out of the woods.
Hmm.
He cut his foot open one time for a grocer. He laid that thing up that way and took a needle thread and sewed up about 5 or 6 stitches in it. Put sugar and turpentine on it and tied it up. You know, I was reading the other day where sugar and turpentine was good heal bed sores. And that's what Dad put on a sore or a cut, the sugar and turpentine. And I was reading in the magazine the other day where sugar would help cure bed sores. And them's something hard to cure.
Yeah.
Real problem in the hospitals. And you really believe that the herbs that and the barks and things these people use just are not around anymore?
It ain't around there anymore, uh-uh. And you know, maybe
how about way back up in the forest though, around some of these old buildings where people used to live?
Well, they might be there. And I know I had a brother-in-law at Cincinnati worked in the old age home, Longview they call it. And those bed-faced people that had bed sores, they had like a trough made for a bed, and it full of sawdust. They let them lay in that sawdust, and they'd turn them over and clean the sawdust out and stir it. They said the acid healed their bed sores up. And then when they got them healed up, they'd take them out and put them in the real bed. I was at that home and seen them in them beds. Sawdust. Said the acid in that sawdust healed the bed sores.
I never heard that. Did your father ever deliver children? Did your father ever deliver children?
Uh-uh. No, he worked with stock all the time. That was his that was the most interesting thing he had. And he'd breed horses. He kept a big stallion, a These kind of had big old feet, you know. Norman horse, they called it, wasn't it? I believe.
Norman, probably.
Huh?
Norman, yeah.
Norman horse, I believe. Like them that you see, Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a big one like that. Huh?
Those big old horses.
Yeah, pretty horses, wasn't they? They used to haul beer with four of them there in Cincinnati on the wagon on the streets.
Oh,
in World War II. Sometimes it'd be six of them there pulling that wagon. You'd hear them feet hitting that concrete. There he's going to tear it up again. Done the dunner.
Did you do the picture back there?
Painting.
My boy did.
He did. Well.
An old man stayed with my brother done that in over of me.
Oh.
Good, great. That's really.
It's nice.
Detail. Good. Mm-hmm. It is.
It's like that picture, is it? Similar to that one? It looks kind of. No, I guess it's not.
I don't know who made that.
How long have you lived here in this house?
Huh?
How long have you lived here in this house?
January 51.
It's really a nice spot.
Boy, it could stand a lot of work, but I swear I can't do it.
I like your bedroom. That is just really pretty bed. And
I hate to see the dirt.
Oh my goodness.
I get $55 at the auction sale for everything in that room. Except that chest of drawers are at the foot of the bed.
My gosh.
Mm.
Good.
It's over 100 year old.
Mm. That's a good buy.
Is this where you wait on?
Huh?
Is this where you deliver babies here?
Yeah, and in yonder, in the floor here, wherever comes handy.
What if I could get a picture of you with.